Hello. I don't know if I'm still connected or not. Okay, I'm going to hang up and try again. I'm not sure if I got disconnected.
Hana. Malka, he's not on yet.
Yeah, I know. I tried a while ago, but nobody said anything, so I thought I got disconnected. So I got
Oh.
off and on. Lately, no one says anything, and there's no music, so you don't know if. You know what's
Right.
going on.
Yeah. Oh, how's everybody over there doing?
Oh, it's crazy here. Something every minute out of the, Oh. Nothing bad, but I don't think there's such thing as a smooth day anymore.
Is the temple going to be opening anytime soon, or are they going to keep it closed for a while?
I have no idea,
Oh.
and I have no reason to go back.
Okay.
As long as we keep living on Shabbat and doing all those things, we'll never reach the level of holiness that Hashem expects, especially on
Right.
Shabbat.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hope I'm not interrupting.
No, sir.
No, just the classes are really, they are
Okay.
really powerful. Oh my goodness. And today I was thinking, oh, I got up early so I'd be able to be finished before the 1 o'clock class, and I had all kind of interruptions, so I was writing and all kind of things while you were teaching, so I didn't have the handout in front of me. And oh, just, and yet there was so much I wanted to say and ask and didn't feel like I should, so it's been back and forth in my head because I've seen so much of this.
It's
And I
that
don't
kind of
know
thing.
if I don't know if I could express it if I started to talk to you about it. So I don't know whether to keep quiet or not. I said, well, we'll see.
Well, it's fortunate that it's a questions and answers day, so we'll see. But right
Now
now
you
we're go ahead.
you do post those, right? Those 1 o'clock, those history classes. Do you post them on the listing?
Yes.
Okay.
They'll be there by the next morning for sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so you haven't posted today's yet, because I definitely have to relist all that because I wasn't able to take the gematria notes, and to me it just fit in into so many places that anyway, we'll go on. Maybe tonight it'll come out.
Definitely, I'm hitting some positive places, I guess. So I hope they're positive anyway.
Yeah, they are, because I read some of the Cook's during Passover, and he really, you know, it really touched me too. So I was pleased to see, but I see so many connections in what was said, and even if you don't mind thinking before tonight to think about it, look back at Joshua and see if in verse 5 the people didn't really, they really did say a shout. And so I think it goes with what Rabbi Cook's message today, but I may be not seeing it right. So check that to Joshua. I don't remember if it was yesterday or today because the days just go into each other. But it was Joshua chapter 6, verse 5.
I'll take a look at it.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to be quiet.
Tana, I hope not.
You don't want me to get started. I'm telling you.
Well, let's move forward with Parasha Vayera from the Sulam commentary for the Deep Zohar class, section 10, verse 155, after the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabrichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urhimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urhimu, Leakta, L'shem, Yudhe, Babavhe, Yehuda, Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vahino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Tachat Seideha Nishmata Debar Nash, Lav Yehu Man Diyakil, Lamin Dala Ela begin nilein, shaifin de gufa vein undargin, tiavdin umanuta, tenishmata begin ka, itiada, vila itiada, bach kuchabrihu, itiada, vila itiada, Begin dehu nishmata, le nishmata rucha, le rucha ganiz, utamir bikola, aval beinun, shearim deinun, itchin le nishmata, it yada kuchabrichu. The translation, come and see, even the soul of man cannot be understood directly. It is grasped only through the members of the body, which represent the grades that belong to them, which reveal the actions of the soul. This is why the soul is conceivable and at the same time inconceivable. It is conceived by the members of the body, but is not conceivable in its own essence. In such a manner, the Holy One, blessed be He, is conceivable and inconceivable. He is the soul to the soul and the spirit to the spirit, hidden and concealed from all. But to He who merits those gates, namely the supernal grades that are the openings of the soul, the Holy One, blessed be He, is made known. So He is conceivable by the supernal grades, which are His doings, but He is inconceivable from the aspect of His own essence. My commentary. Hashem is conceived by His actions, and that is not a full conception. Questions, comments, thoughts? And this, I'm definitely going to wait for comments.
Okay. Here I go. What I saw from the soul of man being part conceivable and inconceivable. It made me think of the Tikkun HaNefesh chart, that we really aren't really aware that we have the 10 sensory rote within our own bodies. So that's like inconceivable until your eyes are open to the grades or the sephirot that are in everything, including the human body, which is part of the human soul, or the soul part of the human body. And I know when we do the ritual with the Tikkun HaNefesh chart, and you touch each body part and you see that it's the sephirot, and you see the letters of Hashem within each body part, and see, how can you put words to that? You can only see it, you know, with the different vowels to the tetragrammaton. And so it's like, well, that's inconceivable until you come to the knowledge of seeing it, which you've introduced us to. And I think it's the same way that Hashem speaks to us from the spiritual world down to the physical world. Us from Malkut with the Shefa crying out to him to get to know him more, and going up the ladder of a certain, I don't know what word to use, in everything, in every aspect of life. And then with his Shefa coming down the ladder, and it's through those grades that we come to know him and ourselves and the world around us. And so that's the inconceivable inconceivable.
Well said.
But at the same time, I think we're stuck. I think we're stuck, and we're not reaching out high enough. That I can't
remember
further,
to go higher. Remember to go higher. You have to fall first.
Yeah. Well, so I think I did that. I think I fell to the bottom.
If you're feeling stuck, it's an indication of the fall before the rise. And here's one other just thought to be considered, and it may not be the time to be considered, but there will come a time when you will need to consider it. The 10 sephirot that's in the human body and also the soul, at the same time you're connected to the 12 tribes. Because the body itself has the 12 components.
And at certain times in my life, I identified with certain tribes. My first 9 years of into Torah, I mean, I was right there with Benjamin. I was just convinced that I was from the tribe of Benjamin. But then I've seen that you move from tribe to tribe with the characteristics. And as well as linked to the one that's your sun sign and your north node and that kind of thing too. But so
everything is interconnected. And the goal is to see them all simultaneously. But it's impossible.
Well, it's impossible when you try to vocalize it. Because you've got this, I'm going to say picture, I don't mean a visual picture, but you have this overall picture. But when you go to voice it, you've got to pull this part out. You know, like today's message with Rabbi Kooks with the two voices. Well, I think I know what the voice is. I know what we should be, you know, what I really do. And he linked it to the Holy of Holies. Well, okay, well, the Holy of Holies is right there in Song of Songs. And, I mean, I just see it all kind of flowing together. But when you go to talk to about it. You've got to pull just one little part. So maybe tonight at the question and answer, maybe I'll be able to voice some things as to what the class was today.
This is the difference between pictures and words.
Mm-hmm.
A picture says 1,000 words is the adage. That's the reality. And that's the frustration of the soul, because the soul sees the pictures, but it cannot communicate the pictures to other people until it reaches that level of psychic abilities.
But the thing, I can do it, but I get on their nerves because it takes me so long to explain it, because I'm such a detailed person. And I've learned Hashem is very detailed, so...
One of the things that Hashem has gifted me is the ability to present pictures in words. It's never the same. It's not as adequate as the picture itself. But I don't go into the details, and therefore you see the picture in the way I phrase it. And I'm not patting myself on the back, because this is a gift that Hashem gave me. And I probably don't use it effectively enough.
Well, we probably couldn't take it if you did. You know?
Yeah, I do. I understand that statement. I do. Does anybody else want to?
It's not a criticism. I hope you know that it's not a criticism. It's just that you're trying to contemplate one thing, and then before you know it, you got another class to contemplate on that one, and you can't remember the other one that you were contemplating on. Okay, I've had enough. I'll let you get going with your class.
And always remember, we have at least 300 more years together, so don't worry about it.
Okay. Oh, I'll start reminding myself of that again.
Would anybody else like to comment on this, or we'll go forward to the next verse? Pasuk 156. Tahatzei it b'itcha l'pitcha, l'darga l'darga. Uminai hu yediya yikara de kuchabari hu. Etaha oel mda hu pitcha de tzedek kedavar. Aher pitchu shave tzedek wigomer. Da pitcha kadmaa leaala. Beya uhai pitcha. Itchazun kol she'ar, itchin ilain man dezake, lehai zake uleminda, beya uvkalho, she'ar pitchin begin dekalho, sharan aleya. Come and see. There's a gate upon gate, grade upon grade, through which the glory of the Holy One, blessed be He, is made known. This refers to the tenth door, which is the gate of righteousness, which is Malchut. Thus it is written, open to me the gates of righteousness. And this is the first gate to enter. From this gate, all the other supernal gates can be seen. So whoever enters this gate knows the other gates as well, because they all rest on it. My commentary. To someone with the merit, this pasuk is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, to me, it's the female waters and wanting to know Hashem, and we're in the physical world, and when we stretch out with truly wanting to get to know Him and have a close relationship, and as well as not just with Him, but outward to our fellow persons in the world. It's like the first little gate to start the process going up the ladder.
So are we talking about the Zeron Pan outfit, that being the gate, the second era, because
The gates of righteousness is Malchut. The confusion comes because we speak in terms of the physical world being Malchut. But it's time to realize that Malchut is a spiritual world. It's a spiritual frame of reference. The physical world is a war zone between the negative system and the positive system for the purpose of the effect of your actions, for you to receive the effect of your actions within the physical world. Malchut is a spiritual world. It's not physical.
So are we talking about Malchut?
Are we talking about Malchut?
No, are we talking about Malchut as Zeron Pan? Because Malchut in the physical world does not have a structure.
I couldn't understand. Broke up.
Okay. Okay.
What you said was Malchut of Zeron Pin. He's asking, is Malchut of Zeron Pin the world we're talking about? Or are we talking about a Malchut of Malchut being spiritual? And then how does that physicality fit into that? And it's confusing for her at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the answer is, it's gates of righteousness. The reason it says gates, it's because it's Malchut of Malchut. And when you open the gates of righteousness, that first opening in Malchut, connecting to a spiritual essence that is overwhelming. And then you can sense, sometimes it's sight, sometimes it's hearing, sometimes it's smell, you sense the other levels of righteousness, the other levels within Malchut. That first gate, that initial gate, that is the foundation or the support for all of the other gates above it. That level, those levels of gates, one gate upon another, that's what we're striving to reach. And the first time people meditate, they will describe amazing pictures that they saw, but those pictures they're not understanding those pictures, because those pictures are just the taste of Malchut of Malchut, the taste of that first gate. But those pictures seem so overwhelming, you think you're in Keter already. And as Hana said, I don't feel like I'm going high enough. But you're going as high as you can go at this moment. And yes, there's more, and you want more. And that's how we need to truly yearn for Hashem. That yearning, which is phase four, if I bring you back into the concept of the four phases, that yearning, there is no way to describe it in words. Can you be without water? The answer is no, you're going to die without water. But the real truth is you'll die without Hashem. You'll die without that connection to this gate of righteousness. But you've gone through how many lifetimes without trying to reach that gate of righteousness? Why? Because the physicality is so beautiful and so pleasurable. But there's something better. And that's what you have to trust. And that's what you have to strive for.
And I keep getting that the key is holiness. It's the degree of holiness.
But the word holiness doesn't describe it, because you need it in a picture. And a word holiness isn't a picture.
Well, for me, it's a bomb. You know, that's the picture I get.
I understand. Now you're getting a picture. But how do you describe that picture to someone else?
The little foxes that spoil the vine. Things that we've seared. I'm going to use myself rather than saying we. But things that we've just, little things, you know, that seared our consciousness to say being Shomer Shabbos. But one day, you know, just one day. Like this past Shabbat, it was gone before we had no time. It was the shortest day, and yet it was the longest day as far as hours. I mean, it went till 8 o'clock before it got dark.
But it went fast.
I think being in and not having to go to synagogue on Saturday or go here, you know, go on Friday night, and then you come back, and it's too late to light your own candles, you know. It seemed none of that is happening because you're able to do those things, and it's caused a tearing of the soul of things that you hate to give up. Like I found out this Passover, why it's necessary to have our Seder in our home on the first night and not to be doing it with the congregation. And I think it was Rabbi Cook that I found that out from. If it wasn't Rabbi Cook, it was Rabbi Sutton. But, and those are things that you struggle with. It's the little boxes, the little bitty things, you know, like using the microwave on the bot or, you know, little things that, I mean, that's
you're
what I'm
looking for. Describing the tension. You're describing the tension between a minion and an individual connection to Hashem.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means. So.
Well, it's a tension within Judaism. Do you need to pray in a minion, or can you have a direct connection to Hashem yourself without the minion?
Right. Well, most of the time, we don't have a minion. So.
Right, and I understand that, but I haven't had a minion in this building in what, probably 6 years. But a minion that isn't appreciative of that one-to-one connection to Hashem That isn't a minion that can provide any substance, any comparison to my one-to-one connection. But when I have a one-to-one connection with Hashem within a minion, the explosion, the pleasure, the overall understandings that flow makes my one-to-one connection seem so inadequate. That's what I'm trying to explain, and I'm not sure that the words do that.
Well, I'll keep it in mind. I'm thinking of how hard I try, you know, to have a kosher Pesach, you know. And yet, the first night, we have a congregational Seder, and nothing is kosher, you know. And yet, you know, you hate not to be with that group of people that you've been with for 25 years. And
exactly. And that's the tension. Where do you feel the most connection to Hashem in your Seder at home that you do together with Tony?
Yes. Yes.
And yet, at that same moment, you're feeling, oh, I miss it with those people I've been with for 25 years. But on that first Seder back 25 years ago, when you didn't really know what was happening, Hashem gifted you with it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Gifted you with that connection of what you can reach again when you find the 25 people, the 25 years of shared experiences all of a sudden come home to roost. And your one-to-one connection that you have at home is now being given to you in the community Seder. Doesn't happen often. Maybe it happens once in 50 years, but it does happen. And we are out of time.
Okay. Thank you. I really have to think
you.
About how you said all that. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol. Oh.